A new apartment complex in Tempe is helping redefine affordable housing. The 56-unit community, the River at Eastline Village, had its grand opening yesterday. It's located on Apache Boulevard, and it's an important step in the city's effort to provide places for people to live that residents can actually afford. At this stage, 49% of Tempe's housing is classified as affordable. The project highlights a partnership among several government agencies and a private land developer. Tempe Vice Mayor Lauren Cuby is with me to talk about Eastline and the partnership that brought it about. So, Vice Mayor Cuby, how did this partnership occur? Was it stop and start or relatively smooth?
Relatively smooth, but as in all affordable housing projects, it takes quite a partnership of nonprofits and the public sector and the private sector to make all the pieces come together. It's not a simple issue by any means. And I would really like to give a shout out to Manjula Voss, who is the land development attorney. She is one of the most forward-thinking of the land development attorneys that I've worked with, and she really helped to put these pieces together. So it's federal, state, city, and county level funding to make this happen.
Tell me a bit about the process, if you would, like how long it took and what some of the pieces were.
I believe it was about a year and a half, and I know that we contributed the cost of the land through CDBG funding, so that was an important element. Mm-hmm. And then we worked with the state of Arizona. They served as the pass-through funding agency with funds that came from the Housing and Urban Development. And then the Maricopa County Housing Authority was crucial, essential to this project. And we were rehoming people who were put out of other housing in Mesa and other regions to make sure that we could have them be part of our Tempe family.
Well, you mentioned that attorney in particular. So let's talk a bit about sort of, I think the perception is that why would developers want to do this? Is this a situation where it indicates that maybe there is more possibility for this kind of thing?
Well, so keep in mind that the river at Eastline is along the light rail. Mm-hmm. And so the light rail provides us with opportunities that other sites don't, federal funding opportunities and tax credits and the like. So this particular developer is also looking at development along the light rail that is market rate and realizes that this affordable housing, workforce housing, is probably our number one priority in the city. So we're going to look much more friendly, in a friendly manner, towards development that comes along that has a mixture, because the best housing is a mixture of market and affordable and workforce housing. Those create the healthiest and happiest communities. So we're always looking at a mixture, and we realize we need all range of housing in Tempe. We need to keep up and make sure by 2040 we keep the same rate of affordable workforce and market rate housing that we have now.
How much of a leader is Tempe going to be on this? How much of a leader do you think it has been so far in terms of the other Valley cities?
Right. Well, we have adopted an affordable housing strategy. I believe that's the first in the state of Arizona. That's an exciting thing. It's a very aggressive housing strategy. I mentioned where we keep our eye on 2040 because we know we're going to be growing and need more units. We also were the first city in Arizona to adopt an affordable housing impact statement. So think of an environmental impact statement, but this is a statement that basically conveys to the city council, but very early in the first stages when a developer comes to our community development agency, it conveys what the impact of your project will be on our housing in Tempe. So that's an important statement. It doesn't create by itself affordable workforce housing, but it's this moment in time where you can snap and see, how is this impacting affordable housing? Is it helping? Is it not? So the Affordable Housing Impact Statement is a tool. It doesn't create affordable housing, but it creates an awareness with the developer and with the city council in the decision-making process and allows us to assess what our affordable and workforce housing picture is, how this project will or will not contribute to that picture, and then it allows community development and our housing department to come with tools, equipped with tools, to that developer to say, hey, you happen to be in a TOD area. We can help you with fees, abatements, tax credits, or you're not in a affordable housing, you're not in a TOD area, what other tools can we use? Is there land you need to purchase that's nearby? We can help you with that. So it enables us to be flexible and invertible.
So as you get ready for 2040, is that something, could you see future partnerships like this?
Well, this is where we have to talk about the state. It's sort of the elephant in the room, in that the city of Tempe, all the cities of Arizona, don't have the most important tool that a city can have, and that's an inclusionary zoning opportunity. So we cannot require developers to contribute to our affordable or workforce housing stock. It's actually illegal in the state of Arizona. So that's not helpful for cities. So we have to look at every possible opportunity in this complicated world of the financing of affordable and workforce housing. And housing tax credits are another opportunity. And a housing authority, we have a housing authority in Tempe, and we contribute funds to that from other projects so that when there's an opportunity that comes along, we can offer reductions of fees and abatements. We have another successful project that will be groundbreaking in just a few months. It's called Tempe Micro Estates, and there are 13 units, okay. And they're not tiny homes. They're actually palatial by tiny home standards. They're 600 square feet. So that's 400 square feet on the bottom and then a 200 square foot loft space. And that was developed with CDBG, Community Development Block Grant Funds. We purchased the land and we're working with Newtown Community Development Land Trust. It's the largest land trust in Arizona. And they are building the units and it will be permanently affordable housing. So people will purchase those units and they will stay permanently affordable.
Going forward, I presume we'd want to expand as you go to 2040, as you mentioned. That must be a major goal for Tempe going forward, to have more affordable housing.
For sure. I mean, we know that 37% of our households are cost burdened, and that means they're spending more than 30% of their salary on housing. So we have a real commitment. I'd say it's the most solemn commitment as a council, and it's been identified. Our residents also feel that this is the most important cross-cutting issue, so we really need to increase housing of all kinds. We also have a demand for market rate housing. That's sometimes a painful thing for someone to hear who wants affordable and workforce housing built, but we do have a need also for market rate housing. And our biggest tool, though, in our toolbox is land that we purchase through HUD and land that we purchase through our housing trust fund, because when we can offer a developer free land, they're much more likely Tempe has the most expensive land in the area. So if we can contribute the land, they're much more likely to be able to turn that into an affordable housing project.
Tempe Vice Mayor Lauren Cuby, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.